Prepare to have your health questions answered here on Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley, owner of Binkley Healing Center in downtown Ventura. Now, here's Dr. Todd.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, board-certified non-force doctor of chiropractic and practitioner of functional medicine. I use standard diagnostic tests to identify conditions other doctors miss, usually because they don't want to do those tests because insurance doesn't pay for them. Insurance pays for things that are medically necessary to diagnose a condition that needs medical care, like drugs or surgery or referral to a specialist, etc. It often doesn't pay for things that just keep you healthy or reverse a condition, restore health. So if restoring and maintaining health naturally is your goal, then you're listening to the right show, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. I've spent the last couple of episodes talking about one of the most common things that people come to me for and other functional medicine practitioners, and that is fatigue, tiredness, lack of energy. You're doing everything the same way you always have been, but slowly or suddenly, you just don't have the energy that you used to have. How come? What's wrong? What's going on? There's usually a reason that can be identified. And if you've been to other doctors and told there's nothing wrong with you, but you don't feel right, there probably is something wrong that can be fixed without drugs, oftentimes even, especially if it's fatigue. And there's a whole host of reasons for that. During the last two episodes, I covered what I consider to be the 12 most commonly overlooked causes of fatigue, because fatigue very rarely, basically never, has one cause. It's always caused by a whole bunch of things, minor things that have, you know, accumulate, have a combined effect that make you feel miserable. So I'm finally going to talk about this case that I love talking about. It's just one of I don't know, hundreds of people that have come to me with some form of unexplained fatigue. I'm going to call her Yolanda, not her real name. She is a 47-year-old hairdresser that came in complaining of gas, bloating, nausea, poor concentration, headaches, dizziness, depression, anxiety, frequent colds and stuffy nose, cold hands and feet. And I always ask this, you know, how was your energy? And she said if she thought about it, her energy was 50% less than it was 5 years ago. So I asked her some more questions, and she revealed that she rarely exercises, mainly because she's too tired. She drinks 5 to 6 glasses of water per day, which she thought was plenty, but in her case wasn't. She craves starch and sugar. She uses a lot of artificial sweeteners. She has dry, thinning hair and hair loss, which was really upsetting to her as a hairdresser. She's trying to make people's hair beautiful, and she has products that work on most people but weren't working for her. She also complained of dry skin and easy bruising easily. That was a sort of a new symptom. She started getting bruises for no apparent reason. She had some neck pain and back pain, severe cramps, and heavy menstrual flow. So I did my standard 55-point blood panel and identified a bunch of things that were out of range on her test. She had some problems with her kidneys showing up, some low minerals, low chloride, low calcium, magnesium. Her total protein was low. I talk about low protein a lot, contributing to fatigue. Her cholesterol was a little high. Her liver enzymes were high, which was unusual. She wasn't a drinker. She wasn't on any medications that could account for that. Her thyroid was low. Her storage form of iron, ferritin, was low. Her white blood cell count was low, which means she has some kind of chronic infection. Her red blood cell count and hemoglobin were low, and the average size of her blood cells was high. All of that means that she definitely has both iron deficiency and B12 deficiency anemia. So I put her on a handful of supplements, not a couple of supplements. People always complain, oh, I don't want to take any supplements. Well, would you rather wait till you need drugs? You know, I encourage everyone to get most of the nutrients, all the nutrients they can from their food. But if they're not, if we test you and you're not getting all the nutrients you need from your food, then the easiest way to resolve that, if you don't want to end up dependent on drugs for the rest of your life, is to take a half of supplements, usually for 3 or 4 months until we retest and confirm that you're back on track again. And then we can cut that list in half or down to a third. My goal is to, you know, get you to live a long and healthy life with minimal supplements. There's 3 basic ones that most people need: a good multivitamin for the minerals, vitamin D and fish oil for the omega-3 fatty acids. But anyway, she took a handful of supplements. We retested her 4 months later. She still had some signs of stress on her kidneys, but they were a lot better. Her minerals were still a little bit low. Her total protein was great because she was now absorbing the protein that she was already eating. Her cholesterol was better. Her liver was a little bit better, still not quite perfect. Her thyroid was almost completely normal now. I gave her some supplements for that, and it was working fine. Her ferritin was way better because she was getting enough iron now, and it was building up in her storage tank. Her white blood cell count was still low. A chronic infection that causes that can take a while to completely correct. Her red blood cell count and hemoglobin and the size of her red blood cells, basically her anemia from iron deficiency and B12 deficiency, were completely normal now after 4 months of taking the supplements to fix the iron deficiency and B12 folate deficiency. It was completely resolved. And so that was exciting for me. But the funny thing was, when she's sitting in my office and I'm explaining all this to her, she's kind of like, it's like, I'm trying to get through it. There's a lot of stuff to report. And she's not, she's trying to interrupt me, basically. She's saying, look, Dr. Binkley, thank you very much. I'm really glad to hear that. Well, I got to tell you, I don't really care what the tests say. I want to tell you, I have no more gas, no more bloating, no more nausea. It's gone. I feel like I can concentrate again. The headaches I had are gone. I have no more dizziness. My friends have noticed that I'm less depressed and anxious than I used to be, because I'm actually going out and hanging out with them more now. She has no more colds or stuffy nose. Her hands and feet are still a little bit cold, but much less often. But the most of all, her energy is not only not 50% less than it was 5 years ago, it's better than it was 5 years ago. She has more energy than she can ever remember having in years. And she was super excited about that. So, of course, I was very happy to hear that, and I asked her some more questions, and she reported that she's now exercising 3 to 5 days a week because she has the energy to do it. And then that exercise keeps your heart healthy and strong, blood pumping, oxygen flowing to all your cells, and gives you more energy. She's drinking two quarts of water a day instead of 5 to 6 glasses. At her body weight and for her condition, she needed to drink at least 2 quarts of water a day, and she was doing that and feeling better as a result. She's eating much less starch and sugar, and the cravings are going away. Still a little bit of a craving for that, but she's able to resist it and feels so much better. She feels worse now when she eats too much of that stuff. She's doing no more artificial sweeteners. Most important to her, the thing that she was most excited about, as I mentioned previously, because she's a hairdresser, is her hair is thicker and less brittle. It's not breaking off anymore. She was super excited about that. Her skin was back to normal. She had no more bruising. Her neck and back pain were 70% better. I told her if her neck and back still hurt, I could treat her with chiropractic for that. But she wasn't coming to me for chiropractic. She was just doing the nutrition stuff. And just from controlling that inflammation and getting oxygen to all of her cells and all the nutrients her body needs to heal and repair, her neck and back pain were 70% better. And her menstrual cramps were 50% less, and her menstrual flow had returned to normal. So that's just one example that's actually pretty typical of what can happen when someone has fatigue that no one else has been able to figure out the cause of. And we just do a few things to identify the many causes. It's never one cause. It's usually a whole bunch of little things that add up to a big effect. We identify all of those little causes and make the necessary changes. Eat a little bit better food, exercise a little bit, and take the supplements to restore the deficient nutrients, and your body starts working again, and you tend to feel better. You get the energy back that you should have, and develop a strategy to keep it that way forever. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You're listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions to Almost Any Health Challenge. So who do you know who struggles to do the things that used to be easy, or who's always sick and takes forever to get well? If they have a cold or a flu, it lasts for a few weeks instead of a couple of days. Who do you know who suddenly feels 10 years older than they actually are, or looks even older, or who never feels like going anywhere anymore? Do you know somebody who's gained weight while still eating the same food, or never wakes feeling well rested? Do you know someone who's anxious or depressed for no reason, or is addicted to sugar and caffeine and other stimulants? Do you know someone who used to love long walks or hiking or dancing? These are really important questions to think about and ask people, and I've actually written them down in a PowerPoint presentation that I give on this subject. So that brings me to a question. Would you like to hear a PowerPoint presentation in my office of me talking about how to eliminate fatigue or how to naturally reduce your risk of heart disease or strokes or lower your cholesterol or any of these other conditions that I talk about? I've been thinking about this. I've been talking to some of the many patients that have come in from listening to the show. I'm strongly considering doing talks like this in my office on a Wednesday night. Seems to be, I've been taking a poll. Most people say a Wednesday night, maybe 6 p.m. would be a good time. I've already got a couple of dozen talks like this that I've been doing over the years that are I've gotten really good responses for, and I've just gotten out of the habit. I've done them in the office. I've done them at Rotary clubs. I was invited by the Heart Aware program at Community Memorial Hospital a few years ago. I did a talk there when I did the first talk there on diabetes. They used to do a talk every on a Thursday night once a month and sometimes have a cardiothoracic surgeon come in and talk about the latest surgeries for atrial fibrillation or bypass surgery or whatever. They get some kind of doctor to come in and talk about a heart condition related subject once a month. And I did a talk on diabetes and basically talked about how medical care for diabetes is terrible and people should instead focus on taking better care of themselves and you can reverse diabetes. And they usually get, they told me that they used to usually get about 25-30 people for those talks. And I told everybody, all my patients and some other contacts about my talk. And we had 70 people there, and they have the people fill out a review afterwards each time. And they said it was the best reviews and the best attended event of that program they'd ever had at the time. So I kind of miss doing that. If people want to hear it, I'm happy to do it again at my office. I'm thinking about doing it on a Wednesday around 6 p.m. or so. So please email me. Please let me know if you would like to attend a free live presentation about some of these things I talk about on the radio all the time, and what subjects you'd be most interested in hearing about. I'll usually do a talk for about 30 minutes and then open it up to questions. So if you have questions that you'd like to ask in person, or just meet me or come check out the office, or bring somebody in that has some questions and wants to just, you know, get a little bit more information before they commit to getting an exam or, you know, scheduling a consultation or anything, this would be a great opportunity to just come in and find out what's possible and get your questions answered. So please email me. Let me know if you'd like to come to a presentation and the topics you'd like to hear about, and let me know if a Wednesday night around 6 p.m. would be a good time for you to come do that. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You're listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions to Almost Any Health Challenge. We've been talking about fatigue. And I told, I think on the previous episode, if you go to I have a dedicated website about fatigue called fatiguefreeliving.com. If you go to that website, you can hear some of this content that I've been presenting here and also get the 12 most commonly overlooked causes of fatigue that I've been talking about and, surprise, another dozen commonly overlooked causes of fatigue. I could easily come up with a dozen, and I came up with a dozen more on top of that. So another dozen commonly overlooked causes of fatigue are, number one, low serum ferritin. So you can have iron deficiency anemia just from a low white cell count. We've talked about the ferritin test and the importance for that. That's a commonly overlooked cause of fatigue. Mitochondrial dysfunction. Number two, the mitochondria is the part of every cell in your body that makes energy. It's the powerhouse of every cell. So if those mitochondria are not working, and there's a whole bunch of reasons that that can happen that are usually require some supplements to fix, exercise can help, dramatic way to improve fatigue. Number three, adrenal fatigue. So lots of people have heard about adrenal fatigue, but it's kind of sometimes carelessly used, I guess I want to say. Adrenals produce adrenaline, epinephrine. They also produce cortisol, a stress hormone. It's also the hormone that wakes you up first thing in the morning. And a lot of people that have fatigue have exhausted adrenals, depleted adrenal function. And the best way to test that is with a saliva test. So it doesn't show up well on a blood test. Most doctors will send you to test your adrenals by just having you do a first thing in the morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, serum cortisol test. And, you know, that's useful information, but it just doesn't tell you the whole picture, because a lot of people who have adrenal fatigue will be able to produce adequate amounts first thing in the morning, because that's when the peak always is. But then it tapers off during the day normally. But if it tanks during the day, if you just barely crank out enough to wake yourself up in the morning and then it immediately tanks middle of the day, afternoon, you're exhausted all day, often don't get a good sleep. So adrenal fatigue is a very commonly overlooked cause of fatigue that can be identified properly best on a saliva test of your adrenal hormones. Number four, stress on the liver. Stress on the liver is most commonly caused by medications, properly prescribed medications, have to be removed from your body, mostly by the liver, and that can cause stress on the liver. Anybody that's on a lot of medications, that's why liver tests are included by most doctors on a standard liver panel when they're doing your routine blood work. They will always do the two standard liver enzymes, AST and ALT, among other things, to make sure that the drugs they're giving you aren't trashing your liver. But toxins that we're all exposed to, heavy metals, mold toxins, chemicals from the workplace, chemicals in the water, in the air we breathe, pesticides, chemical fertilizers that are, you know, blowing in our open windows at night from fields miles away, all the toxic debris from the fires that we have in Southern California that blanket the surface of the earth and then are airborne again every time the wind blows, or some guy with a leaf blower is stirring that stuff up again outside your window. Love those people. All of this stuff, you know, ends up in your system, causes stress on the liver because it's mainly your liver's job to get rid of that stuff. And also, really importantly, iron overload. So I've talked about testing for iron. I always do the ferritin test. I talked about it to identify anemia. But the other really one of the other important reasons to test ferritin, the storage form of iron, is to identify iron overload. So many people, and they almost never know it if they do, have too much iron in their body. If you have too much iron in your body, then it damages the liver, damages your heart, can cause all kinds of havoc if it builds up too high over time. So it's really important to test for that as well. And the test is serum ferritin. And I include that on my panel, test everyone for it. And I see people with iron overload several times a year, every year. And the solution is simple, just donate blood. So, you know, the blood bank is always looking for people to donate blood. And, you know, they'll ask you if you have iron overload, but if it's not that bad, you can still donate blood. It's a little bit tricky, confusing sometimes, but ask me about that. The solution to iron overload is just to donate blood. And sometimes just doing it once will resolve the problem if it's just a minor thing. Sometimes you have a hereditary iron overload, which can be identified with a gene test. And then, you know, you're always going to have it, but you can manage it by donating blood regularly. Typically every 6 months, sometimes once a year is enough, sometimes more than once every 6 months is typical. So that's number four, stress on the liver. Stress on the pancreas, number five. So stress on the pancreas causes fatigue. So poor diet, mainly eating too much grains, starch, and sugar, too many things made from flour, cookies, cakes, crackers, waffles, potatoes, corn, any starchy vegetable. I say grains, starch, and sugar because everyone knows what sugar is. But starch, anything, bread, pasta, anything made from flour and starchy vegetables like potatoes and corn are almost the same thing as sugar once you swallow them. They turn into blood sugar within minutes and spike your blood sugar almost as bad as if you ate sugar out of a bowl. So grains, starch, and sugar stress your pancreas because your pancreas has to produce insulin to keep your blood sugar under control. And that's not even its job. Your blood, if you aren't overloading yourself with too much starch and sugar, too many carbs, too many bad carbs all the time, then your blood sugar is supposed to be maintained by your liver. You know, you eat meals and then your liver stores up some sugar to keep you going between meals and then releases it when you need it to keep your blood sugar normal. It's only when you eat way too much starch and sugar that your pancreas has to kick out excess insulin. It's always supposed to make a little insulin to escort sugar into your cells when you need it, but it is not your pancreas's job to lower your blood sugar when you're eating way too much starch and sugar all the time. That's what causes diabetes. So stress on the pancreas from poor diet and alcohol, a few other things, will result in prediabetes, diabetes, and the fatigue that results from that. Number six, low testosterone. So men, you know, as they get older, tend to often have reduced levels of testosterone, and most people are familiar with the effects that that can have on your energy. For women, low progesterone can cause fatigue. And so the best way to test for that for postmenopausal women, especially, is a saliva hormone test, not a blood test. Most physicians test hormones with blood tests, and you have to test the blood for thyroid hormone. You have to test the blood for pregnancy issues, for certain other, you know, hormone issues. But for postmenopausal women who are considering whether, want to know whether they, you know, have estrogen and progesterone that's so low that they might need hormone replacement therapy, or maybe they don't want to take hormone replacement therapy, they want to know if they can, you know, do something about the symptoms of menopause, you know, night sweats and hot flashes and all the rest, it's important to test the saliva, do a salivary hormone test. Much more accurate way of determining your average level throughout the day of a constantly varying parameter. Your sex hormones, your estrogen and progesterone in a postmenopausal woman is going up and down, up and down, up and down every 10 minutes. So if you do a blood test, you're getting a snapshot in time of something that's constantly changing. Whereas if you do a saliva test, you're getting the average throughout the day. So I encourage doing a saliva test for progesterone. Number eight, chemical toxicities. So we're all exposed to chemical toxicities. Number nine, heavy metal toxicities. Number 10, mold toxicities. So I've mentioned a little bit about these already. We're all exposed to these things. People are always surprised when I test for them and the tests prove. You can find out. They're mostly, usually urine tests. And these things will show up. The very sensitive equipment will measure the amount of lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and uranium for the heavy metals. Chemical toxins like pesticides and fertilizers. Mold toxicity. If you've ever been exposed to mold, even if it was 10 years ago, it's very likely that some of the toxicity from that exposure is still built up in fat cells because your body shoves it in there to get it out of circulation, and it stays there forever. So dysbiosis in the gut. Number 11, insufficient beneficial bacteria, too many bad bacteria, saps your energy, stresses your immune system, causes fatigue. And number 12, sleep apnea. If you find yourself waking up in the morning or your spouse notices that you stopped breathing in the middle of the night, if you're not getting adequate sleep, this is obviously going to cause fatigue. So there we go, another dozen commonly overlooked causes of fatigue. I appreciate you bearing with me spending so much time on this subject because it's so important and so commonly overlooked. A lot of people have fatigue that they don't really need to have because most doctors never even look for these problems. You know, medical standards of care mean you get the same treatment everyone else gets, but you are as different on the inside as you are on the outside. And restoration of health requires personalized care. Fatigue never has one cause. It's always the result of several problems, which are often easy to fix. So regain the energy you had 5 years ago, 6 years ago, before COVID, before whatever mysteriously set you back if you have fatigue. Doing this could change, telling someone else about this could change their life. Get your husband, son, sister, mother, neighbor, coworker, or friend back. You know, that normal person, that normal version you remember who liked to go dancing or cycling or running. Reclaim the health you deserve. So don't wait until drugs and surgery are the only option. You can identify issues that are very commonly overlooked and treatable with functional testing. Thank you, as always. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to speaking with you right here next Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. There is a safe, effective, natural solution to almost any health challenge. Remember, the condition of your body is far more important than any disease you've ever been diagnosed with. Do something to be healthier this weekend than you were last weekend, and make this weekend the best one ever.
You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley. If you have a health question you want discussed on the show, email your health questions to Dr. Binkley at BinkleyHealingCenter.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions for yourself and for your loved ones, because our health matters. Join him next Friday at 4 p.m. for Safe, Effective Natural Solutions, right here on 98.3 The Word, KDAR.